Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Let me first of all thank our sponsors, which includes Novus International, that's a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, and also Leica Geosystems. You can find them at agguidance.com. Leica, when it has to be right. In this week's program, we're going to take a look ahead at the upcoming IFAJ Congress. This will be taking place in Belgium. I'll be heading there towards the end of this week. I had a chance to get a preview from the chairman of the Congress, Jeff Verheeren. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that, Jeff, but I'll get better at that. Anyway, Jeff is an ag journalist in Belgium, and he lets us know a little bit about what he does in the world of agricultural journalism, and then talks about the Congress, the program that we're going to have, as well as what it is that brings together this group of journalists from around the world and the benefits that that association offers. So let's hear all about this year's Congress from Jeff. Jeff, it is great to talk to you by Skype. We ought to do this more often, probably. While we're recording this as audio, we can see each other with our cameras and talk to each other. So, you know, communications is really bringing us together, even across the pond, so to speak. But you're the chairperson for the upcoming IFAJ Congress. I know the theme is between passion and pressure, and I know you're very passionate about agriculture, of course, and that's why you're the chairman. First of all, I know we're going to be having people listen who don't know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am not an agricultural specialist, in fact, because I studied philosophy and politics. But I've been a spokesman of the Belgian Minister of Agriculture for 10 years in the 80s. And once you are taken by agriculture, you know, it's like a microbe, you know, you never get out of it. And so I have a very horizontal knowledge of agriculture and a little bit of vision, let's say. And so I became an agricultural journalist after that. And but I write also still poetry, also theater, and so. And but I'm passionate by agriculture, as you say.
Well, this, like I said, the theme of the Congress coming up is between passion and pressure. Describe why that theme. What does that mean? And what in terms of agriculture that we'll find in your country?
Well, I think that all over the world, you know, agriculture is under pressure. And I think that the link between agriculture and the soil, the nature and so on, the food, the link to society, it's very strong. And that you have to be passionate, you know, to keep agriculture, to keep busy in agriculture, certainly in difficult times. I think also, specifically for Belgium, it's a very good team because, as you know, Belgium is a very small country, and the highest population densities of the world. So I remember that Mohamed Ali once said, when he was asked what he thought about Belgium, it's the most beautiful city in the world. Well, in this city, we do a lot of agriculture. We have very different agriculture. And we have a lot of pressure, of course, not only about environment, but also about the city, you know, the houses. And between that, we try to do that in a very environmental friendly way. But it's very intensive, of course. So it's a fight all the time. And it's a, these are families, agricultural families, and they are really passionate. So it's for them, it's a passion and it's a pressure all the time. But at the same time, we think also for agricultural journalists, it counts because they live all the time also between passion and pressure. And at this time, I think to be an agriculture journalist, you need the passion. And also there is depression because we all work for media, or are very more and more dependent also of advertising, commercial itself. So it's always also a little bit of fight between journalistic deontology and, of course, the commerce, let's say, which has its place and which is also important. So I think it's a great team for our Congress.
Well, the Congress has a pretty well-established format, and I'm going to get in so that I can take part in the activities that will start even on Saturday. I know we're going to start out, it says beach animation, and then we've got a welcoming reception. What is beach animation? I'm just curious.
Of course, there's a pre-Congress. There are two pre-Congresses first. There's a pre-Congress in Luxembourg, the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, and the Belgian province of Luxembourg. That's really the south. That's wine, that's forest, and so on. But then, of course, the Congress starts, and then we have this beach animation. And in fact, it's some animation with draft horses. You know, we have the famous Belgian draft horse, which is also exported to the United States, because I think at this moment there are more Belgian draft horses in the United States than in Belgium. Like Image People works with it and so on. So, and these are very, very big horses. And, okay, but the farmers here, they still have it as it's kind of folklore, and they work with it, they do animation with it, and we'll like to show that on the beach. I have to say it was very difficult to get the agreement to do that, because you know, with big horses on the beach in Belgium, it's in the middle of the tourist time, because it's vacation in Belgium at that moment.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and there are a lot of things on the program. A couple of the highlights we might want to point to is that we, of course, are going to learn about agriculture in Belgium with officials, government, as well as, I assume, NGOs. And is there anything in particular when it comes to that portion of the program you might want to say that we're going to have some opportunities, I assume, to do interviews with some of these people and bring back information that we can use, right, as journalists here in our country?
I think, you know that I'm aware about agriculture in the United States. I come there every year at least one time, last year three times, and this year probably two times. So it's very, very different, of course, because, as I told you already, we are very small, and the main productive agriculture sectors we have is horticulture, vegetables and fruit, but also flowers. We are the main exporter in the world of azalea, for instance. We have 80% of the European market and 60% of the world market. But also we are strong in tomatoes. We are the third exporter in tomatoes. We are the first exporter in leek. And we are the cradle of Belgian endive, of course. So horticulture is a very important part, and that will be in the Congress. There will be opportunities for that. And also we have intensive livestock, like pork, pork production, you saw that, and also beef. We have the Belgian blue, which is meat beef, you know. And we have also a lot of dairy farms, but they are, let's say, they are small, certainly in the American way of seeing it, but they are very, very performant, you know. And that's one other important thing. And that's what we show, in fact. And in the South, we have especially the beef, and we can show everything, because there is also forest, and we'll show not very much forestry. Yeah. But we'll show the horticulture, the pork business, the cattle business, and the research, and Belgium is also, Ghent is also the cradle of vegetal biotechnology. So we'll have a symposium on that in Ghent with one of the inventors, the first inventors of vegetal DNA.
Well, I'm looking forward to Monday. We've got these individual kind of separate tours. We had to pick one. I picked the Wallonia, hope I pronounced that right, tour, and that's going to be going to look at a bioethanol manufacturing plant. We're going to see the home of the Belgian blue breed of cattle, and including a cattle farm visit where they, milk as well as maybe produce beef too. So, but that's just one of several. So there is a lot of activity in the program, and then at that next day we've got some more options that include again some possible visits out to different farms, and you know really. What I like to try to encourage my American peers is to get involved in these congresses, because we are in a global agricultural situation, and it really behooves us to become better at our craft of journalism, to know more about how agriculture is done in other countries, especially ones as important as yours. So definitely looking forward to that. At this point, can you make any comments about how well registration has gone? I'm sure that we may be past the pre-registration point, but people could still just sort of at the last minute decide, I want to go to Belgium, right?
Yeah, it's the last minute. It's still possible. Well, we have about 170 foreign journalists registered, and then we have still the Belgians, and in the post-Congress there come more from Holland, because post-Congress we do that together with the European Union. So I think that's going on very well, and it's a very good card of journalists, you know. I know them a little bit because I follow the Congresses since years. And as you say, it's indeed really important to learn about the other agricultural situations, and they are very, very different, of course.
Well, that just leads to better understanding, better understanding between us.
It's very, very, very important, I think. For me, I learned a lot on all these congresses, so I'm still learning. It's very fun.
Well, I guess the only other thing I'll point out, because it sounds like we're doing a lot of work, and one thing I do know about the congresses I've been on, we do tend to go hard at it during the day. But you know what? We also like to have a little bit of fun, too. And I see on the program kind of towards the end there that we have a Canadian whiskey tasting. So, we like to have a little bit of fun mixed in with our work, too, right?
Yes, but you know, Belgium is a country of good life, and you'll see that we have in this country over 1,000 different beers, and everybody knows that there are Belgian chocolates, but there's a lot more. The Belgian gastronomy, we are Burgundians, and so Belgian gastronomy is really very good. But we like to make fun, and we'll make fun. We'll have. Even New Orleans jazz and so, but done by Belgian musicians who are known in New Orleans. So it's really a link to the United States. And we have very interesting things, you know. Everybody will have his beers and chocolates to go home. And also something very special, like, you know, in Belgium there is a factory of boots, you know. When we think Kentucky and Tennessee, we think boots, but these are rubber boots, and they still make the real rubber boots for agriculture, for all over the world. And, what they'll do, you know, they measure our feet, they'll make the boots, you know, on your feet, you know, the right measure, and they'll even send it to you, to the United States. So everybody will get his boots and not has to take it on the airplane, but get it at home. And we have a lot of specialties like that, which are a little bit surprised, I think.
Well, it does. I mean, I'm, I didn't, I guess I didn't understand that. I now see where that is on the program. So it's just looking like it's going to be a great one. I'll have to come right back because this kind of just overlaps the start of our National Agri-Marketing Association convention, which is very important to our company. We exhibit there actually in their trade show. So that's why Cindy will be staying. She's got to take care of some of the early activities there, but this I think will work out very well. So, well, Jeff, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to go ahead and close out the interview for now, and maybe we can chat for a second too after we're done. But anyway, it's really great to see you and talk to you, and look forward to being there in person in just really a matter of days at this point.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeff.
I will be arriving at the IFAJ Congress this weekend, and so you can look to agwire.com for updates, time, and internet access allowing during the Congress. My trip to the Congress is sponsored by Novus International as well as Pioneer Hybrid, and I want to thank them for making it possible for us to attend once again. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.